We're looking this morning at 1 Peter chapter 2.
我们今天看这彼得前书第二章。
We're continuing with our series through this letter.
我们会跟着这个系列，借着这封信下去读。
Peter wrote to Christians who were persecuted.
彼得写给正在被逼迫的基督徒。
He gave them encouragement and instruction.
他给他们鼓励，给他们提醒。
Peter wrote in the first part of the letter about our salvation.
彼得写信中的第一部分关于救恩。
He describes our great salvation in verses 1 through 12.
他形容这个很大的救恩从第一节到第十二节。
Since we have such great salvation, we should praise God.
既然我们有这么大的一个救恩，我们应该赞美神。
Such a great salvation also requires our action.
这么大的一个救恩也需要我们有行动。
Peter gives four commands starting in verse 13.
彼得从在第一章第十三节就开始给四个命令。
We should fix our hope on grace.
我们应该专心盼望这救恩。
We are to live holy.
我们也应该圣洁的活。
We are to conduct ourselves in the fear of God.
我们平行端正应该有如敬畏神一般。
And we are to love one another fervently from the heart.
我们应该切实用心中来去爱彼此。
Peter explains that our salvation is born of a living seed in verse 23.
彼得解释我们的救恩有如一个有生命的种子，第23节。
It follows logically that our salvation is not static.
所以我们可以有逻辑化的明白说，我们的救恩不是静态的。
It's a growing organic thing.
它是一个成长有机的事。Therefore,
such a great salvation demands that we should grow.
所以如果这么大的一个救恩就要求我们必须成长。Peter
writes about this growth in chapter 2, verses 1 through 10.
彼得写关于这个成长在第二章第一节到第十节。In
the first three verses, he gives us three things to help us grow.
前面的三节，他给我们三样事帮助我们成长。
We should be concerned about our growth as believers.
身为基督徒，我们应该关心我们自己的成长。
Am I more spiritually mature today than I was yesterday?
我有比昨天、比前年更加的成熟吗？
Or more than last year?
或者比去年更加成熟吗？
Growth is healthy.
成长是健康的。
And a lack of growth is not healthy.
缺乏成长是不健康的。
Jesus used the picture of the vine and the branches.
耶稣用一个图案，就是葡萄树与枝子的图案。His
desire and purpose for us as believers is that we should bear fruit.
他给我们的渴慕跟他的定义，就是我们身为基督徒应该结果子。Is
this happening in our lives?
在我们生命有发生吗？
As we mature, we should be bearing more fruit.
当我们成熟时，我们应该结出更多的果子。
I remember planting blackberry bushes where we used to live.
我记得我住的地方曾经种这个黑莓灌树丛。
I don't remember if there were any fruit at all the first year.
我不记得第一年的时候我们有没有任何的果子。
The second year we got some fruit, but not very much.
第二年我们有一些果子，但不太多。
But as the plants grew and matured, we got more and more fruit.
但这个植物成长的时候，越来越成熟，我们就越来越多果子。
One year, I just stopped picking after the first 14 kilos.
有一年，我足足拿到14公斤的那个果子，然后我就不采了。
I got tired of making blackberry jam.
我做这个 jam 这个果酱做到很累。
This is what should be happening in our lives as the children of God.
身为神的儿子，这个应该发生在我们的生命里面。
We should be growing and maturing.
我们应该成长，我们应该成熟。
We should be bearing fruit.
我们应该结果子。
Jesus said that he wanted his followers to bear more fruit and much fruit.
耶稣说他要他的信徒结更多的果子，结更许多的果子。
Perhaps though you've asked yourself, how are we to grow?
肯定你问过自己，这样我们要怎么样成长呢？
And Peter addresses that challenge in the first three verses of chapter 2.
彼得提出关于这个挑战在第二章前面三节。
He doesn't tell us everything about it.
他不跟我们讲全部的事。
But here are three helps for spiritual growth.
但这里有三个注解帮助我们属灵成长。
I would like to focus first on verse 2.
首先我想专注在第二节。
And we find here the first means to help us grow.
我们在这里找到第一个方法来帮助我们成长。
Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
就好像一个刚生出来的婴孩，你应该爱慕那纯净的灵奶，使你叫你们能够因此渐长，以致得救。
To grow, we should stimulate our desire for the Word of God.
我们要成长，就要促进我们对神的话的爱慕。
We find the main clause for all three verses right here.
我们在这三节里面可以找到这个中央的这个中心点，就在这一节。
Crave pure spiritual milk.
爱慕那纯净的灵奶。
And he continues with the purpose as well.
他也接下去讲这原因。
So that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
所以叫你们因此能够渐长，以致得救。
That is Peter's goal here.
这是彼得的目标。
He wants the readers to grow up in their salvation.
他要这读者在救恩里面长大。
He desires spiritual growth.
他渴慕这个灵里成长。
One of the first things that will help us is a desire for the Word of God.
第一个能够帮助我们的，就是在神的话语有一个爱慕。
Two words describe the milk which we are to desire.
灵奶的形容有两个字。
The first word is pure.
首先我们看纯净。
We find it only here in the New Testament.
在新约只有在这里找到这个字。
The word has a prefix which means not or without.
原文的字根带着一个词头，就是没有或者不含着的意思。
And the root of the word means guile or deceit.
字根的意思就是诡计或者欺哄。
In John chapter 1 verse 47, Jesus uses the word to describe Nathanael.
例如约翰福音一章四十七节，耶稣用这个字来形容拿单叶。
Here is a true Israelite in which there is nothing false.
这是一个真以色列人，他心里没有诡诈的。
In Matthew 26 verse 4, it says that the Jews wanted to arrest Jesus in some sly way.
在马太福音26章4节，他说这个犹太人要抓耶稣，用一个诡计的方法。
Therefore, the word in 1 Peter 2 means without slyness or without falseness.
所以这个字在彼得前书2章2节其实指的是无诡诈或者无虚假。
There's nothing in the milk that would deceive or cheat us.
在这个灵奶里面没有一样东西能够欺骗或哄我们。
And the second word appears differently in different translations.
关于这个第二个字在不同的翻译有不同的讲法。
We find it in the New Testament in only one other verse.
我们在新约只有在别一节里面找到。
And that's in Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
就在罗马书12章1节。
There it says it's your spiritual or reasonable service.
它这个讲的是我们的侍奉是理所当然这个字。
The Greek word is an adjective made from a noun which we normally translate as word.
那这个希腊字logikos 它其实是一个形容词，是从名词拿出来的，而这个词的意思就是道的意思，理所当然是道的意思。
The form here would mean related to the word.
所以这个语态意思就是说它跟道有关系。
Peter had written about the word in chapter 1 verses 23 and 25.
彼得在第一章二十五节跟第二十三节讲到关于这道。
He had referred to the truth in chapter 1 verse 22.
二十二节他用这个字真理。
Therefore, it's logical to assume that he's referring to the word of God here in this verse.
所以我们可以推理说这一节他也在指这道。
An indispensable tool which we have for spiritual growth is the word of God.
一个不能缺少的工具在我们的属灵成长就是神的话语神的道。
If you want to grow spiritually, then you need to turn to the word of God.
如果你想属灵里面成长你就需要转向神的道。
God uses his word to reveal our hearts to us.
神用他的道来显露我们心里。
He tells us that in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
他在希伯来书四章十二节这样跟我们讲的。
He uses his word to teach us and correct us.
他用他的话语来纠正我们，改正我们。
He uses his word to equip us.
他用他的话语来装备我们。
We find that in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17.
这个你能在提摩太后书3章16到17节找到。
In Psalm 1, the person who meditates on the word of God, on God's word is pictured like a tree planted by a stream.
诗篇一篇，一个人昼夜思想神的话语，就好像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
He will bear fruit in its season.
他会按时结果子。
His leaves will not wither.
他叶子不会枯干。
Whatever he does will prosper.
凡他所做的尽都顺利。
There's nothing in the word that will trick us or deceive us.
话语里面，神的道里面没有任何东西会欺骗我们，欺哄我们。
It's pure milk.
它是纯净的灵奶。
When we read the writings of men, we must be very careful.
当我们读人的写作的时候，我们要很小心。
There may be wrong ideas.
它可能有错的主意。
They may give wrong advice.
它可能有错的教导。
That is not the case with God's word.
但神的话语不是如此。
We can trust the Bible.
我们可以相信圣经。
It's the perfect nourishment for us to grow.
它是我们最好最完美的营养，来使我们成长。
Peter commands the readers to greatly desire the pure milk of the word.
彼得叫我们要大大的渴慕这个纯净灵奶这话语。
He uses the picture of a newborn baby.
他用一个, 新生的孩子作为一个图案。
We have four children.
我们有四个孩子。
I remember what it was like when they were infants.
我记得他们是孩子的时候，他们是怎么样的。
Our youngest is about to turn 18.
那个我现在最小的已经要到18岁了。
So it was some years ago.
那是几年前。
I often had to hold them when they were getting hungry.
我时常需要抱着他们，特别他们在肚子饿的时候。
They seemed to smell or somehow sense that Kathy was near, my wife.
他们好像就能够嗅到或者感觉到我的妻子 Kathy 在身旁。
She was the source of milk.
因为她是这个奶的来源。
They would get almost frantic until they could get that milk.
他们甚至好像有点疯狂，直到他们拿到这个牛奶为止。
They were insistent.
他们非常坚持。
They were persistent.
他们非常迫切。
And that is what it means to greatly desire the pure milk of the word.
意思就是，同样的很迫切的爱慕神的话语。
Do we greatly desire the word of God?
我们是否迫切的爱慕神的话语？
If we do, then we'll show it by our actions.
如果我们是的话，我们的举动就会显露出来。
We will read it as much as a baby wants milk.
我们读书，读这个话语就好像婴孩需要牛奶一样。
We would think on it.
我们会思想。
We would try to understand its meaning.
我们会去了解它的意思。
We would memorize it.
我们会去背下来。
If we didn't take time to feed on God's word, we would miss it.
如果我们不花时间去领取神的话语，我们就会错过。
We would be hungry for it.
我们就会肚子饿。
This is a desire for the pure milk of the word.
这个就是对神的这个灵奶，神的话语的这个爱慕。
The purpose for consuming this pure milk of the word is to grow with respect to salvation.
灵奶的原因，那就是要让我们在于这个救恩里面能够成长。
As we study God's word, we grow in respect to our understanding of salvation.
当我们读神的话语，我们就对于救恩的了解有成长。
We will know more about our salvation.
我们会知道更多关于我们的救恩。
We will know more clearly how we were saved.
我们会更清楚地知道我们是如何得救。
We will know why God saved us.
我们知道为什么神救我们。
And we'll begin to understand some of the great doctrines about salvation.
我们也会更加地了解关于这很伟大的教义关于救恩。
As we study God's word, we grow in our appreciation of salvation.
当我们在读神的话语，我们也会在救恩的欣赏上成长。
It will become more and more clear to us how much we need a Savior.
会越来越清楚为什么我们需要一个救主。
We will appreciate God's grace.
我们会欣赏神的恩典。
And we will understand better the first chapter of this letter.
我们更加会明白这封信的第一个段章。
We will understand how correct it is to praise God for our salvation.
我们明白如何的正确，如何的因着这个救恩来赞美神。
We will appreciate all the blessings that are part of our salvation.
我们会 欣赏这一些祝福都是救恩所带来的。
God did not spare His Son for us.
神并既不爱惜自己的儿子。
Will He not also freely give us all things?
他岂不也把一切白白赐给我们吗？
That's in Romans 8, verse 32.
这个是在罗马书八章三十二节。
As we study God's word, we grow in our experience of salvation.
当我们读神的话语，我们在救恩的经历里面也成长。
Salvation is more than just getting to heaven.
救恩多于超过于只是去天堂。
Salvation means new life in Christ.
救恩就是在基督里有一个新的生命。
God uses His word to cleanse sin from our lives.
神用他的话语来洗掉我们生命里面的罪。
He gives instruction in His word for righteous living.
他给我们他的话语，他的教导，来让我们过正直的生活。
We grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior.
我们在神的恩典，在神认识神，在主里面能够成长。
And we will bear fruit.
我们能够结果子。
I already mentioned this from Psalm 1.
诗篇第一篇已经提到。
Peter commands that we eagerly desire the pure milk of the word.
所以彼得命令我们要踊跃的爱慕神的话语。
Well, how do we develop this desire?
那我们要怎么样来促进这样的这个爱慕呢？
Well, the desire should be natural.
首先这个爱慕是很自然的。
Just as an infant naturally desires its mother's milk.
就好像一个婴孩很自然的爱慕那个妈妈所准备的奶。
But even some infants must be coaxed at first to nurse.
但首先连一些婴孩都需要被哄来能够。
But once they get that first taste, they eagerly desire that milk.
但他们一喝到第一口的时候，他们就会很踊跃的爱慕这样的这个牛奶。
Our desire for the word can be developed by getting started in the word and experiencing what God does.
我们对神话语的渴慕可以首先从话语里面开始，然后经历神所做的事情。
But we'll look at that a little bit more when we look at verse 3.
但等一下我们看第三节的时候再看多一点。
Sometimes we have the wrong diet.
偶尔我们会有错的饮食。
Wrong diet can take away our appetite for what is good and right.
错的饮食会拿走我们对于好、对于正确的胃口。
And for this, we need to go back and look at verse 1.
关于这一点，我们要回去看第一节。
And this will give us a further help for growth.
这个会帮助我们更加成长。
It explains why we might not have an appetite for the milk of the word.
它解释为什么可能我们在神的话语里面没有胃口。
To help our spiritual growth, put aside sin, especially sin which affects relationships.
为了如果要帮助我们的属灵成长，我们必须除去罪，特别影响我们对关系里面的罪。
Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind.
所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈，并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
Sin can ruin one's appetite for the word of God.
罪能够弄坏一个人对神的话语的胃口。
Verse 1 is grammatically dependent upon verse 2.
第一节的语法上是靠着这第二节的。
Its tense allows it to function in one of two ways.
它的词语容许两个功能之一。
It could describe something which has already happened.
一个功能是它形容已经发生的事。
Or it could be what's called an attendant condition.
或者是我们叫做将来还没发生的事。
This, I believe, is more likely.
我想这个第二个比较可能。
This is something which must be done in order to obey the primary command in verse 2.
我想这个是我们必须做的，来遵守第二节所讲的命令。
And for that reason, some translations render verse 1 as an imperative.
也因着这个原因，有些翻译讲第一节是一个命令词汇。
The child of God must put off sin in order to greatly desire the pure milk of the word.
神的孩子必须把罪脱掉，才能够有胃口，大大的喜爱神的话语。
Put off is a word which literally refers to taking off clothing.
这个除去这个字其实真的是在讲好像脱衣的这个脱字。
We find an example of that in Acts 7, verse 58.
例如在《使徒行传》七章五十八节有这样的一个例子。
Before men stoned Stephen, they cast off their clothes at the feet of Saul.
当他们还没有丢石头在斯提凡时候，他们把衣裳丢在这个扫罗身上。
Paul uses it figuratively for taking off sinful practices.
比喻性呢，保罗就常用这个词来讲说脱掉罪恶行为。
He continues consistent with the figure and tells his readers to put on right practices.
他对于这样的一个这个词语非常的一致了，也叫他的读者接下去的穿上好的行为。
Now there's a connection between this command and verse 22 of chapter 1.
这一节呢跟这个第一章二十二节有一个连接。
We are to love one another sincerely from the heart.
我们必须从心中诚恳的彼此相爱。
We have been saved unto sincere brotherly love.
我们是因着真诚爱弟兄姐妹而被得救的原因。
How we act toward one another is evidence of our relationship to God.
我们对彼此的行为就是我们跟神的关系一样。
It's also a result of our relationship to God.
它也是跟我们跟神关系的后果。
John writes that we cannot love an invisible God if we do not love our brothers whom we can see.
约翰讲说我们不能爱一个看不到的神，如果我们无法爱一个看得到的弟兄。
Furthermore, how we act toward one another influences our attitude toward God.
其余的，我们怎么样对彼此，就会影响我们对神话语的态度。
And toward God's word.
对神话语的态度。
Yeah. Sin drives us away from God.
罪使我们从罪使我们与神远离。
This was the result in Adam and Eve.
这个就是亚当夏娃的后果。
Their sin drove them to hide from God.
他们的罪使他们从神那边躲起来。
It brought separation between them and God.
罪使他们与神隔绝。
The sins which Peter mentions are particularly sins within relationships.
所以在这里彼得所谈的这个罪，特别是在讲关系里面的罪。
The first in the list appears to be general, a general sin.
在这个列表上，第一个好像是比较普遍性的罪。
The others are more specific.
别的就比较具体一点。
Malice is a disposition to evil.
所以这个是恶毒啊，它是罪恶的性情。
It's a desire to cause injury to another.
它是有一个它愿意去重伤别人。
I think the rest of the list gives specific examples of malice.
而剩下的这个列表以下的东西就我觉得它是给这个恶毒来解释更详细一点。
Rid yourselves of all deceit.
打一比方，你要除掉一切的这个诡诈。
Deceit is when we fail to present things truthfully.
诡诈就是当我们无法很诚实的把事情表面出来。
Paul says, "Do not lie to each other."
保罗说不要向彼此
But tell the truth.
但说出真词。
Because we are members of one another.
因为我们在基督里是一体的。
Rid yourselves of hypocrisy.
我们要除掉虚伪。这个词是新译本的虚伪，它不是假善。
Hypocrisy is living a fake life.
虚伪就是活一个假的生活。
It's like an actor in a play, living behind a mask.
就好像一个导演在一个面具后面一样。
And that is exactly the background for this word.
这个就是虚伪这个字的背景。
Then said, rid yourselves of envy.
他也讲说你要除掉你自己的嫉妒。
That's similar to coveting.
嫉妒就好像贪恋一样。
It's desiring what others have.
它是渴慕别人所有的东西。
And it often affects our relationships with them.
也往往影响我们与他们的关系。
We do not want the best for them.
我们不是要他们的最好。
We want it for us.
我们要他们最好给自己。
We are not thinking more highly of others than of ourselves.
我们不把别人看重过我们自己。
Finally, it says, rid yourselves of all slander.
最后，他叫我们要除掉一切的毁谤。
Slander is speaking bad about others.
毁谤就是说别人的坏话。
Sin will keep us from desiring the word of God.
罪就会使我们不想爱慕神的话语。
John wrote about this in his gospel.
约翰在他的福音里面写关于这些事。
Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil.
人喜欢黑暗多过于光芒，因为他们的行为是恶的。
Light reveals our evil deeds.
光显示我们的恶的行为。
We do not wish to be reminded of our evil, so we avoid the light.
我们不想被提醒我们自己的罪恶，所以我们就避开光。
And for us, that means we avoid God's word.
所以我们就避开神的话。
We rid ourselves of these things first by turning from them.
我们从这些事情上，我们除掉这些事情，首先就是要从他们当中转离。
This is the sense of putting off wrong behavior.
就是说我们要脱下这个错的行为。
Paul describes elsewhere what we need to do further.
保罗也在别的地方形容我们更加要做什么事情。
We must actively strive to do the opposite.
我们要积极地做相反的事。
That is what we put on.
就是我们穿上的事。
Paul teaches furthermore that there must be a change in the way we think.
保罗也更加地教导我们说，我们在思想上要有改变。
Could you read Ephesians 4:22-24?
你们学了他的真理。以弗所书四章二十二节到二十四节，你们学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为，的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
There are various examples of this.In the verses that follow in Ephesians 4.
以弗所书四章过后有几节都是在讲这些例子。
I mentioned the one about lying already.
我已经提到关于那个撒谎的。
Put off lying.
把撒谎除掉。
Put on truth telling.
穿着讲真实的话。
Understand that we are members one of another.
了解我们是彼此的肢体。
It's tragic when our body parts would lie to each other.
如果我们的身体的肢体彼此撒谎的话，就非常的悲惨。
We would be horribly sick then.
我们就会非常非常的我们就会病得很重。
Another example of Paul is the thief.
保罗的多一个例子就是关于小偷。
And the thief is similar to one who has jealousy.
小偷就好比一个有嫉妒心的人。
He wants what another has.
他想得到那个人所有的。
And this is one of Peter's terms.
这个就是彼得的话语。
The thief should put off stealing.
这个小偷必须脱掉他的偷窃行为。
He is to put on working with his hands.
他应该穿上用手来工作。
He must learn to value giving rather than receiving.
他必须注重施多过于受。
And like Peter, Paul mentions those who say bad things.
就如彼得，保罗也说那些讲坏话的人。
Peter calls it slander.
彼得叫做毁谤。
Slanderers should put off saying bad things about others.
毁谤别人的人必须脱掉说别人坏话。
They need to put on saying things that encourage or build up others.
而他们必须穿上能够鼓励、能够建立别人的话。
They need to remember that the Holy Spirit is listening to everything which is said.
他们应该记得圣灵在听他们所讲的每一个字。
If we wish to grow spiritually, then we need to put off sin.
如果我们想在属灵里面成长，我们必须脱掉罪。
Sin is in itself damaging.
罪本身是很破坏性的。
But it will also work against us even desiring the Word of God.
但它更加也会在我们爱神的话语当中更加的敌对。
So get rid of sin from your lives.
所以把罪从你们生命中拿走。
There's a third and final help towards spiritual growth in verse 3.
有第三个也是最后一个帮助关于属灵的成长在第三节。
Remember the goodness of the Lord.
你们要记得主恩的滋味。
Remembering the goodness of the Lord will stimulate our desire of the Word.
当你记得主恩的滋味，会促进我们对神话语的爱慕。
There is both a textual problem in this verse and a translation challenge.
Mm-hmm. 本身有一个上下文的问题，也有一个这个翻译的问题，在这一段经文。
For that reason, translations occasionally vary.
也因着这个原因，有些时候翻译将会有一点不一样。
I believe that it's best to understand this as a condition which is being assumed as true.
我觉得是最好了解这句话为一个假设的情况。
The verse would then read, "Since you have tasted that the Lord is good."
这一节就会读起来就好像，既然你们已经尝到主恩是好的。
Peter probably also still has in mind the illustration of the newborn baby.
彼得大概还是在头脑里面有这个画面关于新的婴孩。
The newborn naturally sucks.
所以这个新生婴孩自然会吸。
But once it has its first taste of milk, it desires that milk even more.
但他一尝到第一次的这个牛奶，他会更加想喝这个奶。
And the connection to this earlier picture is made with the word taste.
而这个图案就跟这个图案就跟我们用的那个字尝有关联。
But the object has changed.
虽然它的主体已经改变了。
It's no longer the pure milk of the word, but the goodness of the Lord.
所以现在不是在讲灵奶神的话语，而现在是在讲主的滋恩味。
When we have experienced the goodness of the Lord, we should naturally be desiring more of that.
当我们经历到神的滋味，我们就更加应该渴慕更多。
When we have experienced the goodness of the Lord, it is natural that we desire to hear what He says.
当我们经历到神的滋味，我们就应该是很自然的想听他讲的话。
When we have experienced the goodness of the Lord, we should also want to avoid sin.
如果我们经历神的滋味，我们就应该更加想避开罪。
It is right and good to regularly remember what the Lord has done for us.
是正确的，是好的，来常常纪念神为我们做的事。
When you pray, remember to thank the Lord for what He has done.
当你们祷告时候，记得感谢神他做的事。
Thank Him for salvation.
感谢他因为救恩。
Thank Him for forgiveness of sin.
感谢他因为罪的赦免。
Thank Him for a clear conscience.
感谢他因为良心能够干净。
Thank Him for answered prayer.
感谢他因为神回答祷告。
We should remember the blessings of the Lord.
我们应该记得主的祝福。
Now this assumes that a person has experienced the goodness of the Lord.
当然这已经假设一个人已经尝到主恩的滋味。
This experience begins in earnest when we become children of God.
这个经历开始是一个很诚恳的，当我们做了神的孩子。
We become children of God when we receive Jesus Christ for whom He is.
我们成为神的孩子，当我们接受耶稣基督的样子，接受耶稣基督这个人。
He is God come in the flesh.
他是神来到肉身。
He is the perfect sinless sacrifice for our sin.
他是这完美无瑕疵的献祭，为了我们的罪。
We deserve the penalty of sin, which is death.
我们应该受罪的刑罚，就是死。
But Jesus died in our place.
但耶稣为我们死。
And God raised him from the dead.
而神使他从死里复活。
And he is now Lord over all things.
而他现在是一切事情的主。
When we confess these things and believe them truly in our hearts, God changes us and gives us his life in us.
当我们承认这些事情，也真真实实的相信的话，神就会改变我们，也给我们一个新的生命。
Then and only then can we truly grow spiritually.
只有在那时，我们才能够真正的属灵里面成长。
Only when we have spiritual life can we grow spiritually.
只有我们有属灵的生命，我们才能够在属灵上成长。
Then our responsibility toward growing includes desiring the pure milk of the word.
我们的责任就是在于要爱慕神的纯正的灵奶。
When we desire and take in the word, then we can grow as we should.
当我们爱慕神的话语，领受，我们就能够有该有的样式。
Amen.
Amen.